Hello, I'm John Pello, CEO of the Canadian Council of Christian Charities. Welcome to another podcast from my blog, Christian Leadership Reflections, which can be found at cccc.org/john. Today's podcast is entitled, What God Has Taught Me About My Own Leadership. September 15th marked my 10th anniversary in leadership at 4Cs. A decade of leadership, and I feel as fresh, as optimistic, and as motivated by our mission as I did the day I arrived. Perhaps more so, because now I understand 4Cs a whole lot better. Since this blog is called Christian Leadership Reflections, I will recognize 10 years by sharing the most important lesson God has taught me about my own leadership in that time. But there are lots of other experienced ministry leaders who have learned lessons from their leadership, so I asked a few, and as a treat, they will share the most important lessons that God taught them, too. It's a lot less stressful to learn from others rather than to learn from your own experience. So here are some lessons that others have paid the price to learn. So the first lesson, John Pello, CEO of the Canadian Council of Christian Charities in Elmira, Ontario. Every human being has a dark side, those areas in which we are still growing to be Christ-like. But as a senior leader, your dark side has enormous potential to hurt you and the people you lead. The Bible says that God considers those in leadership over his people as his shepherds, representing him, and that one day we will each account for the way we led the people he entrusted to our care. As God's shepherds, there is a public aspect to everything we do and say and even think. For instance, Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinks within himself, so he is." With that in mind, over the course of 10 years of leadership, there have been times when I have been irritated, frustrated, and impatient. These normal human emotions can be positive and fuel a leader's drive to change the world for the better. But when dealing with people entrusted to your care, the same traits can be negative. So a ministry leader's personal thresholds for feeling negative emotions and how those emotions are handled are very significant. Ministry leaders must channel negative feelings into positive action to deal with the issues. That action always includes deep spiritual self-reflection to allow the Spirit to do his work in the leader. It almost always involves taking positive steps to coach people or improve systems. The question the Lord has impressed upon me, which I've written about in my post, When a Leader Prays, is, if Jesus were to return now for a few years to serve as an employee at 4Cs, would he be able to say of my leadership, John reminds me of myself? Lesson learned. Be Christ to your staff. William Feige, President of Associated Gospel Churches, Burlington, Ontario. I know what anxiety is. Several times early on in our ministry overseas, I was faced with deep feelings of anxiety on the edge of burnout. Looking back 2 decades later, it was simply my own anxiety about not being able to control all of our situations in the midst of chaos. This would produce in me a response to work harder and to expend much more energy. Though I had faith in God, I was working in the flesh and not by faith. I had to learn that faith meant trusting God to accomplish all things, including and maybe especially those things over which I had no real control. I was especially concerned that we would not have the right people to lead or that we would lose people who were highly effective. Early on, I experienced anxiety by not trusting God to supply all of our needs, which meant people as well as provisions. Every time we lost someone, I experienced God answer our prayers far above all that we could hope for. In watching God provide the leadership of our organization, I grew to trust him and not me. I learned to live not just in faith, but also by faith. The greatest lesson I have learned as a leader is that God does know the end from the beginning. When we live by faith and not just in faith, we can relax, knowing that as we do our small bit, it is actually God our Father who brings just the right people at just the right time to accomplish just what he wants. Anxiety is now something I talk to others about. Yes, I still feel it lurking down deep, but leading by faith is what overcomes its, at times, crippling effect. Lesson learned, lead by faith. Wendy Lowe, Executive Director of Calgary Pregnancy Care Center, Calgary, Alberta. Leaders count the cost. Sometimes we miscalculate who is paying the price. I had an unhappy employee who reported directly to me. Most of her unhappiness had little to do with her work in our ministry and a lot to do with her own personal life and circumstances. As a leader of a faith-based ministry that believes in community, I decided to extend a great deal of grace to this individual as she worked on her life circumstances and occasionally behaved badly with me in her work. I could take the bad behavior. I was willing to pay the price. In our organization, we place a high value on dealing directly with each other and work hard at holding each other accountable to a no-gossip approach to interpersonal relationships. When this challenging employee eventually transitioned in her life in a positive way, I felt quite proud of the sacrifice I had made that had helped this individual. The pride didn't last long when, over time, stories began to emerge quite innocently about how much other members of my team had had to endure with this coworker. I had power with this individual, and the worst of what I had to deal with was minor in comparison to some of the behaviors colleagues had endured. In an effort to extend grace, I had actually created what amounted to a borderline hostile work environment. An overemphasis on stomping out gossip meant, as a leader, I had messed up the balance on open and constructive communication. The team I was responsible for had paid far too high a price, one that I believed I alone was paying. Lesson learned: leadership priorities may have unintended negative effects. Lori Cook, CEO of World Relief Canada, Markham, Ontario. I am very tempted to say that the most valuable leadership lesson for me was the realization that it was my responsibility to take out the trash and do the dishes, hence the term chief cook and bottle washer. Although this sounds as if I am referring to servant leadership, for me it has been so much more. For me, successful leadership has come primarily from building relationships. I learned that success came from earning people's respect through relationship building and honoring. The door is always open, and I will drop almost anything to make time for them. I will go to their cubicle and ask about their family and openly share my own phobias and anxieties. I'm sure you get the drift. But how can you put so much emphasis on relationship when the leader is the one with the final decision? As in any community, there is a division of activity. Of course, as CEO, I have things I am accountable for and will make decisions on. But there are also things that a program officer or director of finance is accountable for, and I would never decide on. The key is to live the conviction and demonstrate it at all costs. And by the way, I'm serious about the trash and any other menial task that I can do that allows staff to do their job better. A new employee recently said on her second day on the job that she was beginning to wonder whether or not I really was the CEO, because each of her first two mornings she saw me under a desk somewhere fixing something. Lesson learned: honor relationships. Bev Carrick, Executive Director of Cause Canada, Canmore, Alberta. In my role as Executive Director, I am responsible for ensuring that our ministry has all the resources necessary to carry out its mission. These resources include capable, dedicated staff, financial support for our international programs, training and tools such as computers and vehicles. This is no small task. Although God has demonstrated His incredible faithfulness year after year, I still slip into worry mode from time to time. I have learned one valuable lesson, however. More often than not, we already possess everything we need. Often, for example, we may not recognize these assets because they are in a different form than we are expecting. We forget about a particular skilled volunteer who is waiting to be asked to assist our team. Sometimes all it takes is a simple phone call to a faithful donor before he or she enthusiastically offers much-needed funds. It could also be that we need to remember a neglected piece of equipment in storage that we can restore to usefulness. I am reminded of the biblical story of the feeding of the 5,000 when Jesus asks his disciples what food they have already collected. It is critically important that we take a full inventory of all our assets, the resources God has already given us, and thank Him profoundly for these gifts. We need to think creatively about how to overcome the obstacles we face, and remember to use the assets entrusted to us by God. It is only then that we, as leaders, can go boldly forward in faith. Lesson learned: build on our God-given assets. Glenn Smith, Executive Director of Christian Direction, Montreal, Quebec. This request for the most important lesson learned is rather timely, as I have just completed 30 years as the Executive Director of Christian Direction in Montreal. If you had told me in 1983 that I would still be leading the organization in 2013, I would never have believed it. I have been very fortunate to serve under an excellent board of directors who practices great governance. They have demanded accountability and sponsored some audacious dreams. They have also provided 3 sabbaticals to renew myself spiritually, to spend extended time with my family, and to develop new ideas. Our staff over these 3 decades has been amazing. I have learned to lead and to serve. I made plenty of mistakes, but God's grace has kept us growing as colleagues and friends. I've worked with some of the most creative practitioners you can imagine. We haven't been afraid to take risks or to fail. We tried some things that didn't work. But my greatest learning has actually become part of my personal mission. Think biblically, live spiritually, and act contextually. It has not always been straightforward how to pursue God's mission in urban Quebec. But I have been forced constantly by the Spirit to go back to the texts and to listen to the Spirit in the Holy Scriptures. This has shaped me to be alive in the Spirit and very tuned into the Creator in every dimension of life, especially in my relationships. That has prompted us to act locally in a way that reflects the triune God in all that is the city. Oh, how I wished that I had learned those things earlier in life. Lesson learned: think biblically, live spiritually, and act contextually. Grant Morrison, Vice President and Executive Director of Canada of Avant Ministries, Winnipeg, Manitoba. As I look back on over 30 years of leading people in both profit and not-for-profit organizations, one of the most significant things I have learned is that it is impossible to please people all the time. This has not been an easy lesson because, as a rather sensitive person with perhaps a degree of approval addiction, I do not enjoy conflict, but have discovered that it is inevitable. It is not a question of if it will occur, but rather how you will handle it when it does. Every leader is called upon to make difficult decisions, but my experience has been that even if a decision I have made has resulted in disappointment or even anger, the way I respond to those reactions is extremely important. A leader whose attitude is marked by humility and compassion combined with behavior that is consistent and fair will go a long way toward calming troubled organizational waters. Leaders who would be godly need to have Paul's words to the Philippians in chapter 2, verse 3, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves," etched into their memories, or at least posted someplace where it is seen many times each day. Lesson learned: lead from a place of humility. Asking for advice. I wasn't sure if anyone would be willing to share a lesson they had learned through experience, but I only asked a few people, and I got some great lessons from them. This has implications for you, because 3 things that I've discovered over the years are: 1, people like being helpful; 2, if you don't ask, you don't get; 3, we assume too often that people won't have time for us. When I was 27 years old, I wasn't sure if I wanted to go into corporate planning, venture capital, or commercial banking as a next step in my career. I had no connections, no one to introduce me to anyone in any of these fields. So I picked up the phone. That's a phrase I still use a lot. Why not pick up the phone and call? And called a few people, and as a result, I had lunch with the Vice President Corporate Planning for Dow Chemical Canada. I think the president or a vice president of the Trillium Foundation, the president of a subsidiary of an American corporate bank in Toronto, and a number of other interesting people. I got great career advice and learned a lot. More recently, on my sabbatical, I held 63 meetings in 11 countries with people who had never heard of me or 4Cs. A number of them came from cold calls, and for some I could use the name of their Canadian counterparts as a reference. All of them were gracious and helpful. You just have to ask. I say all this to encourage Christian leaders of any age to not be afraid to ask someone for advice, or to be a mentor, or for permission to talk from time to time. As I've written elsewhere, it's lonely at the top only if you want it to be lonely. So pick up the phone and call, or send an email, or whatever. Make connections. You'll be surprised how many people are willing to give you some time. God bless.